This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is the concept of zakat the same as taxes? The problem with the question is that it doesn't really kind of clarify what do they mean by taxes, because I like to translate zakat as the alms tax. I use the word alms tax, alms to indicate sadaqah and charity and voluntary and kind of, you know, khair and good and religious. So that's an old English word, alms, A-L-M-S. So that's like kind of the religious side. And tax, because it is taken like a tax, meaning it is collected, it is official. There is punishment for those who don't pay, those who refuse to pay, those who don't believe in the payment of it. So just like in the normal taxation system. So it's like tax in that it is obligatory and taken. Yeah, if you have the money, if you go above the threshold and you have a lot of money, then you got to pay zakat. There's no doubt about it. In a Muslim country, of course, you're not policed so in a non-Muslim country, but yani, your own value, your own taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should police you. So if you have above the nisab, the threshold, then you must pay. And that's like, therefore, a tax. It feels like a tax. But of course, this is going for the sake of Allah, only being used by a very specific mandate, which is by Allah and His Messenger in the Quran and the Sunnah. And it can't go to a number of places where taxes would normally go. So it is like tax in how it's taken. It's completely unlike tax in how it's spent and the values that undermine it or underpin it, I beg your pardon. The other question that would be, maybe what the question is trying to say is that if I am charged taxes in my country, is it, have I paid my zakat? Okay, so if I'm in the UK and I get charged 20% income tax or 30% income tax, and I'm only having to pay 2.5% zakat, but I'm having to pay 30% of my wealth to the state, has my zakat obligation fulfilled? Definitely not. Taxes are going to the non-Muslims and to their and to the country and to the state and to the government to run public services and all the rest of it and whatever it runs, whether it's halal reasons or non-haram reasons, but that's taxes. Zakat is something for Allah and His Messenger. It has very specific categories. The 8 categories mentioned in the ayah of Surah At-Tawbah. It is regulated in a very, very strict way and it's being done for Allah's sake. It is completely impermissible for you to write off your zakat obligation by, I've paid taxes so I don't need to pay zakat. Nope, that's completely incorrect. You have to pay zakat separately upon your wealth and you pay taxes completely separately upon your wealth, and Allah knows best. Hey, thank you for watching and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, where somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.